Do you like hip hop?
Of course.
What do you like about it?
It tells a story. I love the art of hip hop.
Give me some of that.
Hip hop.
Baby. Give me some of that.
Hip hop.
Baby.
Fuck the beat.
Give me some of that hip hop Kelly song. Sorry, I had to try.
I love Kelly's. It's nice to have you back here in the studio, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
Kelly Song, author of Hip Hop Hada, is joining us here in the studio for Let's Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
How's your week been?
Good. I can't believe a week has passed since our last.
It's crazy.
It went by pretty quick, huh?
It did.
It goes by faster the second we hit like November.
Right.
It's seriously, it's a day and it's already a week.
And next time we see, it'll be December.
It's crazy, but.
Wow.
What you gonna do?
Did you have a wonderful weekend?
I did.
Did you see the first snow?
I did.
Isn't it beautiful?
Did you eat it?
No, I didn't go outside.
I cannot. Maybe like if I were in Mammoth, but I don't know. Seoul, it just scares me to eat the snow.
Hey, but still, we had a beautiful, weekend. Did. So
it was definitely nice. Well, it's nice to have you back in the studio as well. Mm-hmm. And before we get into Let's Hip Hop, what is something that makes you feel peaceful, Kelly, and why?
You're peaceful just, I think, overall. Like, I don't see you ever getting angry or crazy hyper.
Do you?
I do. I try to keep calm, though.
Yeah.
I think generally just listening to music or taking a bubble bath.
Oh, bubble that's a nice bath.
Listening to good music.
Right. While taking a bubble bath.
Wait, I know what's peaceful. A glass of wine.
Yes.
I haven't had one in too long.
Glass of wine. Well, that's for some. I can't do wine.
What?
I get a headache.
It's weird.
Right. Just from a glass or two?
I think I'm more of like a cocktail person than wine.
But I babysit my cocktails too, so it's like it just turns into ice water later.
Yeah, she babysits any alcohol. So only time she'll actually drink a little bit more is if she's taking shots, and only because she has to. But usually one cocktail will last her the entire night. But she can hang for hours.
Yeah.
Just talking.
Right.
Yeah.
And sipping on that one cocktail.
But that's relaxing. I love my coffee drink style cocktails and the fruit cocktails.
Well, now that I don't have a glass of wine and we're still here, we'll move on.
Yes.
Well, nice to have you, like we said, back in the studio. Who are we breaking down today, Kelly?
Yes, so today we are breaking down the ADV crew.
Ew.
And last week we broke down Sool J and Huckleberry P, who are sort of the two host MCs of the series Mike Swagger.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them are very renowned freestyle rappers. So it's natural that we shift into ADV crew, where we have JJK and Ulti, who are also very well-known freestyle rappers.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of put them up as, I think of them as sort of the two pillars or the two mountains
in Korean freestyling
world. So if we just get a little deeper into ADV crew, I'm sure people will wonder, you know, what is the name? Where does it come from?
Right.
And ADV is the shortened name for Andreville Fellas. And Andreville is a fictional village in France. So it really doesn't mean much.
It just sounds cool.
Right. And it's just playful. And I think that goes with sort of the identity of the crew as, you know, being sort of masters of, you know, playing with words or being good at freestyling and whatnot. And the group was formed in early 2000s, and sort of the notable members in the group are JJK, who is the leader and founder, and we have Ulti, who was also on Show Me the Money.
Mm-hmm.
We have Seotjugu, who was also on the recent...
Pretty recent,
Show Me the Money. And we have a rapper by the name of Loopy, who now goes by the name of Lugo.
Right.
And we also have DJ Kendricks, who is sort of the DJ of the crew.
Okay. So it pretty much very kind of underground.
Yes, definitely.
Artists.
They're very underground.
I know a couple of them because of the big hip hop show. Mm-hmm. But
you haven't watched it like I haven't,
who?
please.
We'll go into
enlighten me.
Yes. So the crew is really known for their freestyle skill.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really dedicated to representing the streets.
Nice.
And, you know, the notion of street, I think, carries a really different meaning for Korea than if we think about, you know, America, where street carries a very different tone. But for Korean society, I would say, you know, they're very much part of the streets representing sort of the Hongdae streets or the Hongdae areas as well. And just the idea of rapping anywhere, not just on stage, but, you know, as literally on the streets. And what ADV Crew is really known for is their SRS sort of event, street rap. And I can't say the third word on air, but
street rap stuff.
So, which is something that started in 2013 as sort of a yearly event where the crew goes to cities across the nation. So they go to, you know, cities like Busan, Daegu, Gwangju, Daejeon, and what they do here is they freestyle and they hold freestyle battles in sort of the big. Areas like open areas, public areas.
So it's not like an auditorium.
So like they'd be at like Haeundae in Busan,
or like a famous like Gwangjang in a certain city,
or somewhere Sichang or something big,
and something public and out in the streets.
Okay.
And what they do is after they hold sort of the regional battles, they have the final battles in Seoul. And that is sort of a yearly event that's been going on since 2013.
And there are judges who watch
the
performances.
They are the judges.
They are the judges. And they also, when they have the finals for the Seoul...
They compete?
Yeah, they no, they bring like a guest judge. So for this year, they have the Quiet as come on and help celebrate the event.
We broke him down a few weeks ago.
Yes, we did. So, should we go into JJK? Do we have time?
Yeah, let's talk about JJK and then we'll take a song break.
Yes. So, JJK is the leader and sort of founder of ADV Crew, and he's quite young. He was born in 85. He was born in the U.S., but then he came back to Daegu after he was born in the U.S. and spent his childhood there. And he goes back to the U.S. in the sixth grade to Tennessee. So he goes by himself this time, and he goes there to study. And he remembers going into a Korean CD store in Tennessee.
And random.
Random, really random.
Gwangyeong.
And he comes across a Korean hip-hop album. And it's sort of the opposite where, you know, you find the love of hip-hop from American hip-hop.
Right.
But here, for JJK, it's the love of Korean hip-hop that really drew him to hip-hop.
While he was in America.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. So, and he sort of described the feeling as, you know, missing home. So he missed home. So he was leaning towards more Korean music or Korean media, Korean TV and whatnot.
Right.
And so he started listening to a lot of Korean pop music and Korean hip-hop. And from here, you know, this point on, he started writing a diary.
Right.
And those diaries became rap lyrics.
It's so cool. I love it when guys write, like, just scribble down in journals or whatnot.
Especially really talented hip-hop artists. Their notes that become their lyrics are just amazing.
Like rhyme books.
Yeah. Exactly. And
once they start, they can't stop sometimes.
Right.
They're called rhyme books.
Rhyme books.
I'm sorry.
Rhyme
or diaries.
Books.
Then
he came back to Korea.
Yes. And he comes back in ninth grade and he goes back to Daegu. And here it's at a time where online communities were really booming again, online communities. And what he does is he logs on to Kim Jinpyo and his sort of homepage called JP Hole.
Uh-huh.
I've never been, but and here he really starts uploading the lyrics that he had written. And a lot of this JP Hole really becomes a forum for many underground hip-hop artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, did you go here because you liked Kim Jinpyo as an artist? And he said he did, but that wasn't really the purpose, but because the website was such a
the
big
network
forum
itself,
so that's what really attracted to him. And in the 10th grade he performs in his first ever performance at the school talent show.
And we'll get into that when we come back. This one is a song from JJK, Lugo, Old T, and Sachugo, and DJ Kendra.
Yes.
All of them.
It's the ADV Crew, and the song's title is SRS 2015.
이렇게 하는 행동들이 뭔가 힙합의 더 본연 가장 원초적인 또 시초적인 그런 모습이었구나라는 걸 알게 되면서 더 애정이 가게 되고 그렇게 몇 년이고 계속 그거를 이제 즐기다가 그냥 뭐 한번 전국 한번 돌아볼까 약간 이런 느낌이었어요.
Ooh, I'm loving the lyrics too.
Yes.
I like the. Okay, nothing like that.
But real quick, so yes. JJK, he does his 10th grade talent show. And then what happens?
So this is still when he's in Daegu. So he starts making a lot of connections online, which is quite typical for Korean hip-hop artists. Right. And then finally, after graduating high school, he comes up to Seoul.
And that's where the story gets better.
Yes, it does.
So we'll continue that in the fourth and final segment. First, here's another one from JJK.
So this is from his fourth album called 고결한 충돌, or Noble Collision. And the song's title's Noble Collision, featuring Soulman and Bora.
Welcome back to the fourth and final segment. We're continuing on with Kelly for Let's Hip Hop. And we're breaking down the crew ADV, right? We talked about JJK.
Andrebil.
But I was looking at the pictures and I was thinking to myself, maybe they have like also... I think you have to look a certain style. You got to be semi-good looking.
They're all very, very handsome.
Eye candy.
They?
Yeah. I'm enjoying these pictures. So they're talented and they're good looking.
Yes. Well, JJK went from Daegu and he finally came up to Seoul. And that's where things start to change.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what he did was he was living in a Gosiwon, which is really, really, really tiny space.
It's like a study room.
Yes. Yeah.
But you live there.
Right. It's not even a one bedroom.
Right.
Oh, it's smaller than a studio, I would say.
It's almost the size of a big bathroom, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's really small.
So he was living there and, you know, he was doing whatever means it took to, you know, to get money. So what he did was he would go on job sites and just search hip hop and rap and, you know, whatever would come up, he would do it. And, you know, during this time, he created what's called Rap Attack. And this is sort of the first and most sort of influential community of freestylers and freestyle people who are interested in freestyle rap. And what they did was really just started freestyling in the streets of Hongdae and especially the Norita area, the playground area.
The playground.
And, you know, their activities really, you know, put forth... what it meant to freestyle in Korea and sort of the notion of, you know, holding ciphers or getting together and rapping together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what's interesting, I think, we just heard the song SRS 2015. You know, the behind story of the birth of SRS is really interesting because it started with JJK, and he wanted to celebrate the release of his album called 비공식적 기록 2, which a rough translation would be sort of the unofficial record, part 2. And the reason for that is because this album was not officially distributed. So what he did was he would just take orders. And he would use the SRS platform to go around cities and really deliver the CDs to his fans whoever bought.
Personally.
Yeah. The album personally.
That's a treat.
It is. It is, really. And, you know, he really imagined himself and his crew as sort of these nomads, these hip-hop nomads who would, you know, go around the nation and freestyle and really, you know, to promote the art of freestyling. Mm-hmm. And they started in 2013, and it was so fun for them that they kept doing it every year and every summer, and they will sort of continue to do this each summer so to grow it into sort of a big festival.
Do you think he'll still be delivering his own CDs?
I don't know about the CD part because, you know, there's more demand for it.
That's what I'm saying. But it would be nice if they have like some sort of, you know, maybe contest or something, like an event where you can do that and still, you know, go back to
his roots.
What about JJK now?
So now he's still making music with ADV Crew, and he also teaches, he has many students who learn from him how to rap. And what's interesting about him is, despite his young age, he is a father.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. and that the song that we heard, 고결한 충돌 or Noble Collision, is about the collision or the meeting of him and his wife.
His baby mom.
Yeah, and sort of the two families that they come from.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's so sweet.
I think for JJK, he's special because, you know, he's able to write about, you know, raising a kid or being married, which is something that not a lot of hip-hop artists in Korea, you know, can do.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, we learned a lot about this artist, and he is not alone, though, in the ADV crew. And so we will continue on talking about one of the leaders.
A member.
Just a member.
Okay. But one of the most popular members.
Ah, well, there you go. And before we do get into this popular member, we'll play one of his songs.
Yes. So this is from Old T, and this was a song that he did when he was on Show Me the Money Season 3 in 2014. And the song is titled Already.
And that was kind of like a play on words because if his name is Olti.
O-L-L-Ready.
That's how he spells the song title,
O-L-L-Ready.
Which is pretty much saying, you know, I'm ready.
Yes.
Right. That's a pretty like dark kind of deeper sound.
Mm-hmm. I think especially because he used it for competing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Right. And you got to show fierce side to yourself on that show.
We need you to break down this hot member.
So, yes. This is Olti, and he's the youngest artist that I interviewed for Hip Hop Hada, and he was born in 96.
He's even younger than... Who's the... Okay, I've got to think about the other
He's younger
artist.
Than Toki.
That's... For, really?
Yeah, he's the youngest.
Oh my goodness.
96.
Okay.
So, yeah. He was born in Anyang, and he still lives there. Mm-hmm. And an interesting story that he told me about his name is that his father on his mother's side made his name for him, and his name is Jung Woo-sung, and the U stands for friend. And the song is sound or voice. Mm-hmm. And his grandfather, when he named it, he wanted him, Olti, to listen to, you know, his friends and to listen carefully to their stories and whatnot. And Olti says, you know, his name really has a lot to do with, you know, the reason he makes music or to... as, you know, a way of giving message or listening to his friends and their stories. So I think that was really interesting.
Do you know if any of his family members do music? Because, I mean, obviously if they named their their child after music.
I think his brother has a love for hip-hop, which really grew on Olti as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Runs in the family.
It does. So for Olti, the first time he heard hip-hop was when he was in fifth grade, and he just remembers being shocked. You know, it's something, you know, hip-hop doesn't have like a melodic tune to it.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know, spitting out the words and spitting out the rhymes. Mm-hmm. And for him, that was such a sensation. And, you know, the expressions were very, you know, straightforward and whatnot. And that took him by surprise as well. But for him, rhyming was the most fun for him. And so he sort of thought rhyming as a play. Mm-hmm. And that's how he got hooked on to hip-hop. And it was also a time, going back to his older brother, when his older brother and his friends were making crews and hanging out together.
Right.
So, you know, he would look at his brother and say, you know, I really want to do that later on. And this was a time he also started, you know, writing lyrics. Right. And a really defining moment for Olti was in ninth grade when he saw Huckleberry P's Mike Swigger episode 5.
Episode 5,
the epic episode that we talked about last time. And he remembers seeing the episode and being just starstruck. Aww. And he said, I want to rap as good as him, as well as him. And what he did then onwards was his school would end at 4 p.m. And the time that his brother, older brother and older sister would come back to from their school was 10 p.m. So he had this 6-hour gap. And what he would do is, you know, play video games.
Or do most kids.
Yes, like most kids. But from this point on, he used the 6 hours. He just played beats and he practiced freestyling.
I'm telling you, like artists these days, if you think like they don't just go, oh, I like it, I can kind of do it. I mean,
they train themselves, right. they work.
Like their whole lives revolves around it.
Yes. Crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he would just practice using the 6 hours. And what was interesting for me was he was telling me his family was very supportive. So,
wow.
Yeah, his parents especially, they just let, you know, their children do whatever they wanted in terms of, you know, after school activities right. or hobbies and whatnot.
Instead because of pressuring them to study and mm-hmm. only study.
Yeah, and they really valued creative, like, freedom.
That's great.
So I think that really fostered Olti and, you know, him starting so young.
Right.
Because, you know, he's born in 96 and, you know, really started at a young age.
Right.
So another sort of defining moment for him is in 2010 on Halloween, mm-hmm. so October 31st, he heard that there would be a cipher in Hongdae.
Now, for those of our listeners who don't know exactly mm-hmm. what a cipher is,
mm-hmm. It's sort of
like biting your head off kind of a battle.
Oh, it's freestyling, but like if you imagine it in a circle, I think mm-hmm. the circle part is really important, you know, mm-hmm. to form a circle.
And then you stand in the middle.
Yeah, and you go, you freestyle and sort of... You know, the notion of battling, I think, is triumphed by, like, the idea of community within mm-hmm. that circle and really valuing sort right. of the creative.
Usually you would see, like, mm-hmm. breakdancers
right,
in
right.
a circle, kind right. of like, you know, you do one move, I do another
right.
move.
Right.
But with this, they do it with lyrics and mm-hmm. their rap.
Yeah. So what he did was, at this time, he didn't even have, like, the transportation cards that
oh,
you know
no.
you go on buses
so
with
right.
yeah because he's so young. So he borrowed his mother's and he went from Anyang to Hongdae, which
oh
if you imagine is quite
yeah,
quite a ride
yeah.
quite a distance
about 2 hours
and a half,
right.
2 hours.
Yeah. So he takes his first adventure to Hongdae.
So cute.
And this there he meets JJK for the first time mm-hmm. who was on a date with his future wife, yeah, who we talked about,
right.
And in 10th grade, he actually gets to go inside of ADB crew, so he
wow.
becomes a member, mm-hmm. and this is when he really started his sort of activities in the hip hop scene,
right?
And you know, a defining moment for him is Huckleberry P, who was his idol, invites
right.
him to feature on his Men in Black EP.
Wow.
And Olti features on the track called Freestyle Tutorial. And that sort of marks his official debut.
As right. an artist. Mm-hmm,
as an artist.
And of course he went on to
yes.
do a big audition program.
Programs, mm-hmm. Show Me the Money. Mm-hmm. And he also releases his first mixtape in 11th grade. And you know, the mixtape gets a lot of attention as well. So you see him really progress into this artist he mm-hmm. is today.
Yeah. He's probably, like you said, one of their most popular
yes,
members, that's
right.
for sure. And it was nice being able to learn a little bit about him. This next song that we're going to play for you is actually going to finish off Let's mm-hmm. Hip Hop, but
right.
it's a very special song.
Yes, it is. It's so what Olti wanted to do for his first ever album mm-hmm. is to sort of trace his high school years.
Oh.
So the high school, the album title is called Graduation or 졸업.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is also called 졸업 이젠 안녕. So graduation,
ah.
now goodbye.
But it's also because they did a sampling of Kong Yurobi's song,
yes.
이젠 안녕, which is like the huge graduation mm-hmm. song, right?
Yes.
And we're going to play that for you. But before that, mm-hmm. you do have a quote to share.
Yes. So this is from Olti during our interview. View. I want to grow old with my music. That is why I think of my music as a diary or a book. I think of each song or album that I make as one chapter in that book. And it would be great if people can listen to my music and trace the steps that I have taken or feel the emotions that I have felt each step of the way. That is the kind of music I strive to make.
Yes.
You can tell how much he loves hip hop.
He really wants yeah. to get his message out there, and he really wants people to understand and mm-hmm. to feel where he's coming from. Absolutely beautiful. I definitely think he's so young.
He is.
There's going to be so much more that we're going to see from this mm-hmm. guy.
Yes.
And the ADV crew as well.
Yes.
Thank you again so much, Kelly,
Thank
for being
you.
A part of the program, and we'll see you next week
see
for more.
You.
Stay warm.
Yes. yes.
This one is from Olti, and like we said, it is a version that samples the Kong Yurobi's 이젠 안녕, and it's called
졸업.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye. 텅 비어있는 교실의 어색한 적막 원래 교실이 이렇게 작았었나 잠시 추억에 잠겨본 졸업식 전날 나는 아직도 기억나